理课堂听 class.com。
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 17.
好，欢迎你收听第十七讲。
Hi.
Hello.
刚才是 John 和 Barbara 向你问好。过去，我们一直是用中文请你做练习或者回答问题。从这一讲起，他们二位要用英语说了。比方说
，Listen again and try it.
意思是。再听一下，请跟着说或者跟着问。
Listen again and try it.
不过，作为过渡，我还是同时用汉语说明，让你逐渐适应我们的新方法。在第十三讲里，我们听到了一位农场主谈到自己农场里的活计，提到一年里的季节。今天我们要学习怎样在日常会话里说具体时间，上午、下午、前天、后天，还有几点钟。说的时候要注意什么语音问题。下面这种说法你大概学过吧。
What's the time?
What time is it?
你也可以问
Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is?
Listen again and try it.
Barbara, 让你再听一遍，请你跟着问。
Do you know what time it is?
像这样问时间很普通，下面的问法也很普通。
Can you tell me the time, please? Can you tell me the time, please?
Listen again and try it.
再听一遍，请跟着问。
Can you tell me the time, please?
如果你向一位陌生人问问题，为了引起他的注意，你也许有必要说一句
Excuse me. Excuse me, can you tell me the time, please?
Listen again and try it.
再听一下，请跟着问。
Excuse me, can you tell me the time, please?Excuse me, can you tell me the time, please?
下面的问法在口语里很普通。
What time do you make it? What time do you make it?
你这样问是想对一下时间，比如你不知道自己的表准不准。
Listen again and try it.
再听一遍，请跟着问。
What time do you make it?
现在，请你向 Barbara 问这个问题。
What time do you make it?
I make it 1 o'clock.
Barbara 说他的表是一点钟。
It's 1 o'clock.
现在是一点钟。别的时间怎么说呢
？It's 2 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock.
在别人问几点钟的时候，都 可以这样简单而直接的回答。可是你知道在正常的会话里这些话怎么说吗？
It's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
你得把
one
和
o'clock
这两个词连起来说。
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
你再听听以下的时间怎么连起来说。
2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock.
3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock.
4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock.
Listen again and try them.
再听一下，请跟着说。
It's 1 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock.
表达时间，除了几点钟之外，有时还有几分钟。这你也许知道该怎么说吧。
It's 10 past 7.
7:10.
It's 10 past 7.
请注意，英语的语序和中文不一样。再来几个例子。
It's 1:15.
7:01.
It's 1:15.
It's 7:30.
7:30.
It's 7:30.
It's 7:40.
8:20，也就是7:40。
It's 7:40.
It's 7:45.
8:01，也就是7:03，7:45。
It's 7:45.
好，现在让我们听听以上所介绍的表明时间的说法在非正式的会话里怎样具体运用。墨尔本有位商业职员正在家里和妻子一块儿吃早饭，过一会儿他就要坐飞机到外地去了。请仔细听他俩的谈话，看看你能听懂多少。
What time do you make it?
It's 7:20.
You have to leave at 8 o'clock, don't you?
Yes, the taxi's coming at 8, and the plane leaves at 9:10.
Well, you're running late.
你听明白了吗？出租汽车8点来，送他到机场去。飞机是9:10起飞。
The taxi's coming at 8, and the plane leaves at 9:10.
你注意到他妻子的最后一句话了吗？
You're running late.
意思是你的时间怕不够了。再听一遍这一段。
What time do you make it?
It's 7:20.
You have to leave at 8 o'clock, don't you?
Yes, the taxi's coming at 8, and the plane leaves at 9:10.
Well, you're running late.
假设这位职员是坐飞机到西澳大利亚州的首府佩斯去办事。佩斯，英语这么说
，Perth。Perth。
再请你学这个词儿
，time zones，
时区
，time zones。time zones。
下面，请继续听夫妇俩的谈话。
When do you get to Perth?
About 11:30.
11:30? Only 2.5 hours from Melbourne to Perth? It's over 3,400 kilometres to Perth.
11:30 Perth time. That's 1:30 Melbourne time.
Ah, yes. The time zones. I forgot.
Well, I've got some meetings this afternoon. I'll phone you this evening after 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock Perth time.
这位太太忘了，澳大利亚有不同的时区，区之间有时。墨尔本在东边，佩斯在西边，两地的时差是2个小时。她丈夫说，她到达佩斯大概是在当地时间11:30。
11:30 Perth time。
墨尔本时间是下午1:30。
1:30 Melbourne time。
这位职员还说，到那儿以后要会见几个人，他打算在佩斯时间6:00过后给他妻子打电话。
I've got some meetings this afternoon. I'll phone you this evening after 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock Perth time.
如果按墨尔本时间算，那就是晚上8:00了，对吗？我们把这段话从头听一遍。
What time do you make it?
20:07.
You have to leave at 8 o'clock, don't you?
Yes, the taxi's coming at 8, and the plane leaves at 9:10.
Well, you're running late.
Oh.
When do you get to Perth?
About 11:30.
11:30? Only 2.5 hours from Melbourne to Perth? It's over 3,400 kilometres to Perth.
11:30 Perth time. That's 1:30 Melbourne time.
Oh, yes. The time zones. I forgot.
Well, I've got some meetings this afternoon. I'll phone you this evening after 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock Perth time.
过一会儿我们还要听这段话。你也许注意到了，那位职员除了说几点之外，还提到了下午、晚上。
I've got some meetings this afternoon. I'll phone you this evening after 6 o'clock.
This afternoon.
还有。
This evening.
你还记得吧？这就是英语今天下午和今天晚上的说法，比较简单，是不是？再听几个例子。
This morning, in the morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning.
This afternoon, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
In the evening, I'll phone you this evening, at 6 o'clock in the evening.
你也许知道，说英语要一定的节奏。音节重，有的音节不重读，整个句子在语调上抑扬顿挫颇有规律。那么现在请你听几个时间短语，注意节奏。
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
At 6 o'clock in the evening.
Listen to those times again and try them.
再听一下，请跟着说。
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
At 6 o'clock in the evening.
有的时候，英语表达时间和中文很相似。下面是那位墨尔本商业职员在动身的前几天和他的上司的谈话，谈到他去佩斯出差的日程。
First day. Let's see. Depart Melbourne at 9:10. Arrive in Perth at 1:30. 11:30 Perth time.
Okay. Now, you've got a meeting with Granger in the afternoon at 2:15.
Yes, at 2:15.
你刚才听到了，他的上司要他和一个人会晤，这个人叫
Granger。Granger。
这只是个姓，这位职员只用姓而不用名来称呼这个人，说明 Granger 和他不是朋友，只是工作上有来往。同时，在这种商业会谈场合，也常常只用姓而不用名来称呼对方。你大概注意到了，那位职员这样说时间
9:10
而不说
10:09，
这就和中文很相像，是不是？同样的，他说
1:30
而不说
1:30，
他还说
11:30
而不说
11:30。
这种说法常用于时间表或者是日程安排。好，请听他俩怎样谈下去。这次还要提到一个人，也是只提了姓。
Reynolds. Reynolds.
First day. Let's see. Depart Melbourne at 9:10. Arrive in Perth at 1:30. 11:30 Perth time.
Okay. Now, you've got a meeting with Granger in the afternoon at 2:15.
Yes, at 2:15.
Then a meeting with Reynolds at 3:40.
Okay, until about 5:30. Then return to the hotel.
他的上司要他在3:40跟 Reynolds 会晤，他这样说时间
3:40
而不说
4:20。
你还听到
5:30
而不是
5:30。
Listen to those times again and try them.
再听一下这两个时间，请跟着说
3:40
5:30。
好，我们再听一遍这个对话。
First day. Let's see.Depart Melbourne at 9:10. Arrive in Perth at 1:30. 11:30 Perth time.
Okay. Now, you've got a meeting with Granger in the afternoon at 2:15.
Yes, at 2:15.
Then a meeting with Reynolds at 3:40.
Okay, until about 5:30. Then return to the hotel.
以上是说某一天之内的时间。当然，你也可以提到其他的日子。
Yesterday. I phoned him yesterday.
Tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
再举两个例子。
The day before yesterday.
前天。
The day before yesterday.
还有。
The day after tomorrow.
后天。
The day after tomorrow.
英语和中文一样，常常要提过去和将来的日子。
Today. Tomorrow. The day after tomorrow.
请跟着我们练习几个说法。
The day after tomorrow.
He'll arrive the day after tomorrow.
I'll see you the day after tomorrow.
I'll be in Melbourne tomorrow.
Now, we'll go back to that business worker and his wife.他不一会儿就要到佩斯去了。两人的谈话里 还要提到一个城市的名称，就是南澳大利亚州的首府阿德雷德。
Adelaide. Adelaide.
下面请听他们的谈话，注意刚才我们学过的几个时间短语。
So you'll be in Adelaide the day after tomorrow?
Yes, I arrive in Perth this afternoon, stay there tomorrow, then go to Adelaide the day after tomorrow.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning. And I return home in the evening about 8 o'clock, I hope, the day after tomorrow.
这段对话里的时间用语在正式和非正式场合都可以说。从今天算起，提到过去的日子是
Today, yesterday, the day before yesterday.
请跟着我们练习一下。
Yesterday.
The day before yesterday.
I saw him the day before yesterday.
口语里还有一个常用的说法，表明过去的不久前的一天，但不是说得很明确。
The other day. The other day.
这是指过去的那一天，前两天。
The other day.
Listen again and try it.
The other day.
I saw her the other day.
好，下面接着听夫妇俩的谈话，还是不断地提到各种时间。
By the way, I forgot to tell you, I saw Mary Lee the other day.
Oh, when was that?
I think it was the day before yesterday.
How is she?
Fine. She's coming to see us next Saturday.With the kids.
妻子告诉丈夫，前两天，可能是前天吧，她见到熟人 Mary 李了。Mary 要在星期六带孩子来串门。她提到孩子的时候说
，kids, kids.
这个词在口语里比
children
用得多。好，请接着听下去。
So you'll be in Adelaide the day after tomorrow?
Yes, I arrive in Perth this afternoon, stay there tomorrow, then go to Adelaide the day after tomorrow.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning. And I return home in the evening about 8 o'clock, I hope, the day after tomorrow.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, I saw Mary Lee the other day.
Oh, when was that?
I think it was the day before yesterday.
How is she?
Fine. She's coming to see us next Saturday. With the kids.
All the kids?
Yes.
All the noisy kids?
Well...
I think I'll stay in Adelaide. Anyway, what time is it?
It's nearly 8 o'clock.
I'd better hurry.
丈夫跟妻子开玩笑说，他也许要赖在阿德雷德不回墨尔本了。你听明白为什么了吗？大概是和又吵又淘气的孩子们有关系吧。再听一遍这几段话，然后请这位先生结束全部对话吧。
So you'll be in Adelaide the day after tomorrow?
Yes, I arrive in Perth this afternoon, stay there tomorrow.Then go to Adelaide the day after tomorrow.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning. And I return home in the evening about 8 o'clock, I hope, the day after tomorrow.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, I saw Mary Lee the other day.
Oh, when was that?
I think it was the day before yesterday.
How is she?
Fine. She's coming to see us next Saturday with the kids.
All the kids?
Yes.
All the noisy kids?
Well...
I think I'll stay in Adelaide. Anyway, what time is it?
It's nearly 8 o'clock.
I'd better hurry. Ah, the taxi. I must fly.
我看我们这几个也该走了。希望你从这一讲里学到了几个表达时间的英语说法。现在你听到的乐曲是由澳大利亚著名吉他演奏家 John Williams 演奏的。下一讲我们要学习怎样提出请求。今天你听到的是第17讲。
Our 17th program.
Goodbye.
Bye.